Hi, Kevin. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, hi, I'm Kevin Arevalo. I'm a 24-year-old male, Hispanic, born and raised here in Miami, Florida. I work in construction as a fire alarm technician. I have a 3-year-old son, and I'm recently engaged.
Awesome, thank you. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a couple questions about your grandmother today so we can get to know a little bit more about her. Can you tell me about your grandmother and the relationship you had with her?
Well, my grandma was a Christian woman. I grew up with her when my mom was deciding whether or not to go to the Marines. I stayed with her for a while. You know, she was a good woman, very kind and sweet, little mean sometimes, but, you know, for good reasons. You know, she would always teach me right from wrong. She pretty much instilled principles into me and pretty much is the only reason I have a moral compass.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, in psychology, we have a concept of attachment called secure attachment, and that actually is formed in early childhood, infancy, and it's when you are attached to the adult that is raising you. So it sounds like you were securely attached to your grandmother, which is the best kind of attachment style. And as an adult, that basically gives you a positive view in relationships. It makes it easy for you to trust and get close to others, and makes you not overly concerned or stressed out by romantic relationships. Would you agree that that's as a result of your grandmother raising you?
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
Okay, great. So, what was it like living with your grandmother?
It was pretty fun. I can't really remember too much from when I was younger. Just waking up in the mornings, eating some pancakes. I used to love her pancakes. And stuff like that. But I did live with her when I was older. Right before I started high school, or maybe right after I started freshman year, I ended up leaving my mom's house, and my grandma was the one that took me in. And, you know, we always used to have, get-togethers and parties and stuff, at my grandma's house. Pretty much any of the parties that we ever had were at her house. You know, she was pretty much the reason why we all got together and why we pretty much all supported each other and pretty much tolerated each other. It's just mostly because of her. You know, she was, I guess you can say, the glue of the family.
So when it comes to adulthood, there's a concept about grandparent roles and styles, and the textbook that we're using actually talks about how being a grandparent can bring a sense of biological reward, and how being a grandparent is actually a source of emotional self-fulfillment because you're generating feelings of companionship and satisfaction within the family. And it sounds like your grandmother was really, you know, taking on that role for your family as the matriarch of the whole group. So what would you say was the hardest part, or what has been the hardest thing about losing her and living life without her in it?
I would have to say is just not being able to talk to her. You know, my grandma was kind of the person I ran to whenever it is that I had a problem or just felt like I had to vent. You know, she was my go-to person. You know, and just, I guess the fact that my family hasn't really been the same ever since she passed away, you know, it took a toll on me, but it also took a toll on my mother and my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, you know, just the fact that we're never going to be able to see her again and never pretty much going to be the same without her.
I'm really sorry about that. Our textbook actually talks in great detail about the dimensions of grieving, and this is a concept that affects both the person that is passing away, and then afterwards, grief affects everyone in the family. Grief is actually defined as emotional numbness, disbelief, separation anxiety, despair, sadness, and loneliness accompanying the loss of someone that we love. It's not a simple emotional state, but rather a complex, evolving process with many dimensions. So grief never looks the same for any two people. Like you said, your whole family was affected by the passing of your grandmother, and grief plays a really big role, in especially for the family of people who pass away. So, as can be heard in the interview, Kevin is the kind of person who was very attached to his grandmother when his own mother was making big life decisions. His grandmother was kind of the one that stepped in as a parent for him, and he was definitely securely attached to her and had a very deep and loving connection with her. And then later in life, that continued as he grew into an adult and then later became a father himself. She was kind of the person that he was able to go to, as you could hear in the interview, for any advice or moral guidance that he might need. Kevin's grandmother played a really big role in who he became as an adult, and how he approaches life within the family. You can definitely hear in the emotion in his voice the effects of losing her and how it has impacted him as an adult. I actually find myself rather similar to Kevin in that my own grandparents all played a very large role in my upbringing, and were also the glue that held my family together, especially during hard times, and their loss is still felt in my own personal life today, which reminds me a lot of the story that Kevin told about his grandmother. Through this interview with Kevin, I found myself truly understanding the importance of attachment styles, especially for children, and also the importance of people in families that share different roles. I had never truly paid much attention to the role that grandparents specifically play in adult development, but after this interview and hearing Kevin talk about his family and the glue that his grandmother was, I can truly see that the older generations play a large role in the traditions formed in a particular family. And of course, hearing his story gave me a deeper understanding of grief and the role that it has in our lives, and how grief can last for many years and can look different from time to time and from person to person, and how life is just never really the same after a loved one passes away. From this experience, I learned the importance of being compassionate and really truly taking the time to listen to individuals that we speak to. And I also learned that even in the simplest of situations, there is always a developmental concept that can be applied. In just hearing about how Kevin's grandmother influenced his life and his upbringing, I never really had stopped to think about how development plays a role in our relationships and our interactions with each other. But using this method, the StoryCorps method, it really put into perspective that psychology is everywhere, development is everywhere, and that we don't have to look far for concepts. They're right in front of us in the lives that we live and the people that we interact with. I think that the StoryCorps method is definitely something that I would use again, and that as a social worker, I could see benefiting my clients. I think that it kind of gives the client an opportunity to just speak openly about their experiences. They don't feel like they're in a session. They feel like they're just telling their narrative, just telling their story and being heard. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it.